Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
But let's spend a little time with Dane Neal, WGN Radio motorsports and foodie expert. Hey, Dane, welcome back. How are you?
Yeah, good to talk to you, John. So I have multiple titles. My business card grows as
yes.
So I appreciate that.
We appreciate you. What did you make of the street race this weekend?
You know, it's hard to just put it into the category of just a race because, and by design, there were so many other things built around it. And we'll remember the entire week leading up, festivals, activations, golf outings, press conferences. They tried to fill up the entire week with NASCAR in Chicago. And then the races, you know, you can tell that these guys had a little more time with the track and the thought process and the practice. And so a lot cleaner on the race side. You know, we had a little bit of the rain drama yesterday, you know, and that's something that did come in and play a part. But, you know, I think all in all, because what was conveyed to me from NASCAR, too, is they really wanted an opportunity to share with Chicago, you know, how they had perceived it and how they wanted this weekend in NASCAR to be presented to Chicago. And I think they got a pretty good run at it this week.
I think that the race drivers themselves, there was plenty of opportunity for them to be interviewed over the weekend, are such great advocates for their sport and their sponsors. They always are happy to thank Coca-Cola and Chevrolet, and you know they always acknowledge everybody that's getting them into the car, and I think that's terrific. I really don't have anything bad to say about NASCAR as a thing. But it seems to me like 2 years in a row, we've just had such bad luck. And for 2 years in a row, we didn't see as much racing as we should. And I know that that's a large part due to the fact that the course was wet each time. But it also seems to me, Dane, what do you think of this? That even when the course was dry at the beginning of the race, it's such a tight course with turns that there's not as much racing as there could be, and there's more crashes. The guys just, you cannot accomplish what they're trying to do on that track. Do you think they need to think about reconfiguring the course?
Some people who noticed what a great job they did filling potholes had suggested that maybe they should do it over here in this neighborhood
or
over there
right.
Because they could get street repairs done. It's certainly something to think about. I think so. Here's one of the things that they had over the course of the last year because of what had happened and, of course, what they wanted to hopefully accomplish is they had actually taken the length of the races and condensed them. They shrunk them down. So it's actually less time racing. It felt like the racing was just so short, you know, because I feel like they wanted to make sure with crashes and delays and potential weather, they wanted to make sure to get it in because unlike other races where they could say, well, let's just finish this on Monday. That's just not an option here. You know, it was millions of dollars from the city if they wanted to try to extend it. You know, a lot of the people, right, we've got stuff to do today, right? We're on to the next thing. You know, and Chicago's pretty much saying wrap it up. You know, these streets, they need to get back to doing the business of the people. So I agree with you, and they tried to fill it up with so many things. One of the things I thought were pretty great was they incorporated themselves into the sports fabric of the city in so many different ways. So they did the driver's introduction, which is usually a pretty highlighted thing. The drivers come out, they do some smoke machine and maybe a little, you know, some theme music, walk-up music. They did that in between the Black Keys and before the Chainsmokers concert. So instead of before the race, they did it separately. And they did it on stage where they knew there would be a bunch of people for the predictably popular concert.
Then but there wasn't that many people at the concert.
At the concert, there was a pretty good crowd. I'll show you some pictures. I'll put some actually on WGNRadio.com. A pretty good crowd.
You know,
you know, like, you know, Cubs rally kind of crowd. But they had a pretty good crowd, and they were able to have the drivers come out. They incorporated the mascots from the Sky, the White Sox, Benny the Bull, a bunch of them out there high-fiving, right? They had Gene Honda, who is the voice of White Sox and, of course, the Blackhawks, and just a voice that any sports fan in Chicago would recognize immediately. They had Wayne Messmer doing the national anthem. They had the Lovables out there, so everyone, you know, dancing and high-fiving. So they did everything they could to not be this, you know, outsider of a sport, whether it's from the fact that we're not as familiar maybe with racing as we would be, or maybe culturally or demographically that NASCAR has had challenges in an urban environment or city. So they blended it all together, and so they did this job. It was kind of like a teachable moment. They built this sizzle reel, about 5 minutes, sharing the background and history of NASCAR, some of its iconic personalities, and sort of that journey of how it came from the, they didn't say bootleggers, but the beginnings, you know, on the beaches of Daytona to mm-hmm. where we are today. So I think they felt like they have this audience. So it was vastly new people. You know, these are people from Chicago, from the area, first-time NASCAR fans drawn into this. So they felt like they had to teach them, you know, what it was at the same time.
Oh, no, I think that's a good idea. I felt like at times they were talking about something. I heard some of the radio coverage, and I saw a lot of the TV coverage. And I don't mind the boosterism of it all, but it just seemed to me like what they were saying didn't match the pictures. I didn't see big crowds. And obviously, folks couldn't stick around in the rain all day long. But, I mean, you saw the cars zooming by with empty grandstands and empty suites and empty rooftops on the grandstands that they had built. And I just thought that this thing, I guess if nothing else, was either a victim of the rain or the high prices, or they were trying to do too much, that the hype just didn't match the reality on the field, on the track. I have limited exposure to this, Dane, because I wasn't there. But that's just what I was seeing and hearing. What do you think about that?
Well, I think last year they had the opportunity. It was new. It was different. It was mysterious. Certainly some people felt that they weren't willing participants in it on the traffic side. And, you know, that whole idea, like, meet people where they are. Well, they did that. They met a lot of people that weren't necessarily into it, too, last year. But there was a lot of excitement. Like, we don't know what it is. And I think they had it defined in some ways by last year where, well, it's maybe more trouble than it's worth. Maybe it's, you know, a victim of rain. Maybe it's just a big inconvenience. You know, maybe it's too expensive for what it is that you get out of it. You know, so yeah. They had all of that going into it, and they worked very hard to try to build as many values into it with the concerts and everything like that. That said, John, you know, you're not maybe following it as closely, but the demographics of NASCAR are very approachable. You know, they let kids in for free, and they did have kids in free on Saturdays here. But a typical NASCAR ticket, it isn't, you know, $200 or $165. And I feel like they had anticipated and hoped for an audience that was maybe more Formula One or Monaco feeling because of the urban setting, mm-hmm. when really a lot of the bulk of the fan base and maybe the fans that would make their way to there would have appreciated a lower ticket price. That's just my thought, is that, and yeah. I know that they're probably, you know, they have market studies to say, well, here's what this costs, and here's what, and I'm sure they have reasons for what they do. But I agree with you. I think if it was more approachable. Also, that said, you know, because the tickets in the stands, like to sit in the stands, were, it might have been $300. You know, it was, yeah. It was a lot. Yeah. You know,
yeah.
And when you're competing in a city with a lot of things to do, that is a challenge.
Yeah, right. Maybe they should walk up to that, you know, start at one price. Wouldn't it be a better strategy to fill the stands at a lower ticket price and then raise it every year rather than say, welcome to NASCAR? And again, I approach this as an outsider. I don't entirely understand the support. I like watching motorsports. I'll watch it on a Saturday or Sunday. I make sure I watch Formula One on Sunday morning. So I'm not against cars going fast and making a lot of noise. It just hasn't hit yet. And maybe next year will be the year that we get sort of the full proof of product, because we need it to not be raining one of these days that they're racing. So maybe next year.
I'm from the school of thought, John. I think if you get it filled with people, then they will spend maybe up to their ticket price or value
yes.
on food and concessions
yeah.
because
yep.
they're there. And maybe go with that, right? Just get them there.
Yeah, that's. I think when we look at an empty White Sox park, sometimes we say, maybe I'll let folks in for $2 and then sell them the beer that way.
Yep.
All right, Dane, I'm out of time. I just wanted to say hi and say I really appreciate your coverage of this and other things for us. You do a great job, and I mean, it's good to hear your feedback. On 1 to 10, what do you give the they can't control the weather. Given that score, how well NASCAR as a company and the city as a host, how well did it go? 1 to 10.
I think from a smooth situation, everybody knew what to expect and how to work with each other. I think it was like an 8 because a lot of the barriers are down. You know, you didn't have all that back and forth. So I think they learned to work together. Is it going to be worth it? I guess we'll see.
Okay. Yeah, nice to talk to you, Dane. Thanks for your help today.
Thanks, John.